shaking his head, Tonino said to Tim, "You sure you need all this shit? It's the best angle so far." "Well, the vehicle's not too much of a hassle. I'll get you a list from Asset Seizure. I'll also need you to build me an ID. The basics, credit card, driver's license, social security card, name of Tom Altman, common spelling. How about cash? $10,000. Don't push your luck. I can get you $5,000. Does the money have to walk?" "Probably. I need it by tomorrow." "I'll get it done." Tonino helped him up. "Good stuff, Rackley. The lead. It might not be the right group. And we might all die tomorrow if Salami bin Laden's henchmen uncork smallpox on us. I said good stuff, Rackley. Say thank you and go have a bourbon." The old beige Cadillac Seville parked in the gravel lot told Tim he'd found his mark. The shack had every order of car stereos and speakers embedded in its carpeted walls. A slight scan of the binocs brought the subject himself into focus, visible near the back door, his clean-pressed slacks and calm, pacifying gestures distinguishing him instantly. Tim crossed Lincoln Boulevard in a jog and stole up on the shack. He tracked a man in a Nike jumpsuit to the door, then waited outside, hidden from view. Tim was able to hear the voices within. 6.5 MB Court component speakers, said the familiar voice.